New York City mother found dead in duffel bag near Queen's home. By Nick Gilbertson on April 17, 2022. A New York City mother was discovered dead inside of a blood-soaked duffel bag Saturday morning about a half mile from her home in Queens, police said. Police said an individual reported finding the blood-stained bag near Metropolitan Avenue and Jackie Robinson Parkway at 8:11 a.m., Pix 11 noted. Once on the scene, authorities found 51-year-old Dorshoya Gall's body inside the bag and followed a trail of blood back to her residence on Juno Street, New York City Police, NYPD, said. Police said once they reached the home, they made an emergency entry into the residence where they made contact with her 13-year-old son, who was wondering where his mother was, the New York Daily News reported. Police questioned and later released the teen, authorities said. On Sunday, the NYPD said surveillance video showed an unidentified man lugging the duffel down the road, the New York Post reported. The man was coming from the direction of Gall's home. The cause of death has yet to be announced by the medical examiner, Pix 11 said. Her husband and their older teen son were not present at the time of death, police said according to Pix 11. Neighbors have identified her husband as businessman Howard Klein, who, according to his Twitter, was out of state with his and Gall's 17-year-old son, the Daily News noted. Just landed Portland, Oregon before evaluating Ann Arbor again with my 17-year-old son, he said in a tweet, for the Daily News. Police said Saturday that he was en route to New York City. The New York Post reported having reached Klein via telephone, who informed the outlet he was in the middle of a terrible experience. My son, Leo, is safe. Thank God, my son is safe, he said of his 13-year-old, adding that he and his son's lives are at stake. The outlet questioned him about authorities interviewing his son. There are concerns about our safety. Our lives are at risk, Klein responded. Police sources reportedly told Pix 11 that Gall went on a date with another man Friday evening. On Friday night, Gall told her younger son she was going out to watch a show. But she really went on a date with another man, police sources said. At some point, the man killed Gall in the basement of her home, put her in a duffel bag and dumped her body half a mile away, police sources said. No arrests have been made, according to the outlet. Neighbor John Blankson, who lives next door, told the Daily News he is shocked. It's a complete surprise. It's a quiet neighborhood. They were a regular family, he explained. What a tragedy for everybody involved, Blankson told Pix 11. I think everyone is trying to piece together what's happened. How did this happen? Why did this happen? This is unimaginable by anyone's standards.